performer.
Morning, Paul.
Yep.
Is Andrei Pavlik totally healthy? And if you needed him to go in, could he be part of the team going forward?
He'll be one of the two guys dressed for the game tomorrow. We still have to talk to the goaltenders.
And Connor, he skated before at practice?
Right. So we've liked his response to getting some individual time. Got a full-on practice yesterday, so we like getting him out there and getting him to do specific work. It's helped his game.
What does Andre's presence mean then, whether he goes in as the starter or the backup, just for
just
you going forward?
Block of play since we called him back up. He's played some real good games for us. Made some good saves, so there's a confident level that's there based on his work going into the net.
But Mark O'Dano will be back in the lineup tomorrow, do you expect, and Andrew Kopp possibly?
Yeah, I have both of them back in the lineup for tomorrow.
So, you know, Andrew talked a little bit about how this is, in a sense, with Drew moving out another veteran, that it's another sign that this team is mm-hmm. embracing its youth. Is that the way you want them to be looking at it?
Andrew's had a good progression from last year to this year, even starting in the American Hockey League, but we've used him in quite a few more situations, different lines and on the wing, and then we also like him at center. So players, young players that can play more than one position become more valuable to your team. And we liked his play an awful lot right at injury, same with Marco. We really liked where their games were at. We've been able to get some practices in on them, which is good. It's not just one. They've had three good tugs now, and we expect them to be back up to game speed.
Last question for me, just if you could share a thought on what Drew Stafford meant to this team and your hopes for him as his career going forward.
Exceptionally well-liked for good reason. An outstanding professional. He came in and played some important hockey for us and scored a lot of big goals. What happened to Drew were a couple things. One, Patrick came in and was moved to the right wing. So he came in as a left winger, but he has excelled as a right winger, and that took an offensive role and hole there with Blake. And then his injury really set him back. Now I think he's back to being able to play, but he then is in a role with more of a defensive centerman and or a reduced minute role. So in the last year of his contract, he'd earned the right not to sit in those holes. He is an opportunity for him to go and continue his career with a contract expiring this year. We have young players, and for a player like Drew, it's nearly impossible to get into a rhythm of playing 6 or 7 minutes, get off the bench, and the speed of the game. He had to be in a rhythm, and we just had players ahead of him. So really hopeful for him. It will have, again, young players come in and do a job that we think can be just as effective, and Drew gets an opportunity to continue his career.
Getting Trouba back in the lineup for him and Morrissey together.
Yep.
What do you look at, maybe minutes-wise, or what works well with those guys, getting them back in your top four, and how much you can use them this weekend?
We were at a complete comfort level of running them as the top two in terms of matchup defensively, and that's where they'll go right back in it tomorrow. There's more than one line with St. Louis that they have offensive players at, but you've got a first-year player and a young defenseman as your pair, but you look at them as somebody that you're trying to get out against the other team's best. That's a good young pair of defensemen that we hope can be complementary players for each other for a long time.
You've had success against St. Louis this year. Anything at all that you look at in the first three games?
Well, our energy level, our pace, and the compete is always really good. We know what we have to do, the level that we have to be at to play against them. They have made some changes in their style, not drastic, but there are some changes that we'll have to address, mostly in their own end and how we generate offense. But the divisional games, even pieces of the Minnesota contests, we've played very well in the Central. We understand the game that has to be played.
Well, Paul, when you look at the makeup of this team and the number of veterans on this team that I kind of have a not big personality, but as a group, they're a core of this team. But then you have a younger group that's a core. How unique is that in the NHL to have two kind of, and I use big personality as a, you know, lack of a better phrase, but to have two different groups that are you're kind of forming and appeasing to at once?
Yeah. I don't know how unusual it is around the league. I think ours is unique in that our veteran players have done just an outstanding job of opening doors and welcoming the young players in the game without the mental hazing that a lot of kids have to go through, right? And I'm not talking about the hot box. I'm talking about just making them understand and feel like they are a critical driver of the team. It's so important for us because when you get first, second, and third year guys, yeah, they want to win, they want to play, but they feel like they got lots of time. They also don't feel like it's really on them. They're not truly a piece of it. How the outcome of the game is, you know, Blake Wheeler feels the outcome of a game, right? They've done a great job is getting, and that includes, like, Mark Scheifele is a young man, but he's a driver on this team. Well, that started a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, by how he was accepted and how he was dealt with, and it's the same with Patty and Josh and the other first-year players, or Nick. They understand that they're drivers here, that we're not winning without them playing their A game. I think that's all that comes from the acceptance level of your senior guys, making them feel that way, making them feel that they're a critical piece. So we do have some older players, they're drivers for sure, but our young players, and it's such an important thing that has to happen with our group, is they feel invested in the outcome is on them as much as a guy who's been here 6 or 7 years.
Even on that line, do you feel like if you look at that veteran group of welcoming them in and making them feel like this is part of them, this is part of their team, do you feel like you've gotten enough from your veteran core, I mean, results-wise, from that group to kind of show them that it isn't just on them? Do you know what I mean?
If we do that from a statistical, I can't argue any on the points because we're not in the top eight right now, so we're not where we need to be. But when I look at Dustin Byfuglien taking Josh Morrissey and being a mentor, and Josh's play so unique for a young defenseman to come in and play as well. And when I look at the times that Blake played with Patty or with Nick Ehlers, a lot of their comfort level and being put in positions of playing important roles. So if you're playing with Wheeler and you're playing with Byfuglien, you're not sitting in the 3-4 hole. You're playing against the other team's best. So in many ways, and it may not be statistical, but in many ways, I would say absolutely. Right? They've done that job well. In terms of carrying a team, you know what the whole idea is? There's probably not enough of them there to put an entire team on the back, but that's because there are other young players there that are learning to do that.
And that shift, I mean, with if you look, I mean, we talked about it in 2 or 3 or 4 years from now, what this team's going to look like and when things, you know, happen to click, I guess, at those ages. But do you think about maybe about what it's going to be like with the veterans who are going to have to, during that transition, maybe take a step back or a roll back and hand maybe more to these younger kids? And how do you think they'll deal with that?
I think really well because of their makeup. They're getting to a point where part of the reason why they've been so accepting of these young men isn't because they're good guys. They're good guys. But it's not, hey, I'm just going to be a nice guy and love this kid. They see it, right? They see why some of these young players, what they will do in 2 and 3 years, and they'd be more than happy to fill a different role. They're still going to fill a really important role. You're not going from the first line to the fourth line, not in a salary cap era. But I would say absolutely.
You mentioned rhythm and Drew Stafford. Marco Dano is a guy that you've used up and down the lineup. What do you notice about his game the more ice time he gets?
I didn't feel that it necessarily changed. It's always easier for a player to play better on more ice time, to get into a better rhythm. But nobody runs four lines at 14 minutes, right? So it's you have to get into playing in an offensive, bigger minute role with Scheifele and Little are the two men, you've got to take one of those offensive jobs. So you have to, and a lot of times a guy will get injured and you'll get your pop-up into there and you'll show that you can do it. And if you excel at that, then maybe the guy that's injured comes in a different role. But what we've liked about him is we think there's some offense there, and there's certainly some, when he's on his game, there's definitely a strength on the puck. So we've liked that. He's played with Lowry at times and played well with Adam Lowry at times, so we believe there's a defensive piece to his game as well. So he's not the toughest player to work into your lineup is a skilled player that can't defend, especially when he's young, because he may be skilled, but he may not be good enough really to play in your top six and show that. right? So if he's not there, then you're putting him in it with more defensive-minded players or players who have defensive games as their skill set, and then you're not going to generate as much. So those guys are a little bit tougher. Marco comes in, I think, more of as an offensive player, and he started to show that he can be a good defensive player. Andrew Kopp, maybe the other direction, comes in as a good defensive player. He gets some time up on the wing with Scheif, and he showed he had some offense in his game too. So they have to be safe enough to get on the ice early in their career. So they have to develop a defensive piece to their game. And then their God-given talents, as they develop those, eventually they'd have to prove that they're better than the two guys in their position that play in more offensive roles.
Marco talked about that area in tight around the net as being his bread and butter. Is that strength on the puck that you mentioned? Is that what makes him so good at that?
There, and you can expand that around the 10-foot area around the rink, around the boards. So he gets to pucks, holds pucks. We've seen him put people down when he needs to in terms of physical confrontations, but that's his strength, controlling the puck in the offensive zone. And then very probably he's going to be a guy who scores his goals within 15 feet of that net, right? It won't be down the wing necessarily picking corners. It'll be quick hands, quick strength, and he'll be able to find a puck in traffic.